mining companies will no longer be exempt from the Water Act under changes announced by the Territory Government. The issue has been a sticking point for residents in the Top End for many years, particularly as the Katherine and Mataranka water management plans were drafted.
The other question I wanted answered is how they're going to implement licences up to some kind of sustainable yield without the inclusion of a major user of water, namely mining. The only logical explanation for where mining is going to get its water from at the moment is out of the pool of water that's required to sustain groundwater-reliant ecosystems, or the environment generally. It doesn't make sense. They haven't explained it today. I still haven't heard a good explanation as to why mining's exempt from the Water Act.
That's the voice of David Morris from the Environmental Defender's Office, speaking to the Country Hour last year at the Katherine Water Forum. And it's the question that's been raised for many years. In the plan for the Katherine Tindall Aquifer, for example, there is room for water use under the headings Environment, Cultural, Agricultural, Aquaculture, Industry and Rural Stock. But there's no allocation for mining. Theoretically, mines can extract as much water as they like, and it doesn't have to be included in an allocation plan. That means mining operations could potentially reduce the amount of water left over for other users, which is assessed annually. But now the NT government has declared it's changing the law. Minister for Land Resource Management, Willem Westra van Holter, says mining needs will be included in future water allocation plans.
The changes that were announced yesterday are something that the government's been considering for some time. Up till now, mining and oil and gas activities have been excluded from consideration under Section 7 of the Water Act. These changes will mean that allocations and water management, or water allocation plans, I should say, will now include a consideration of mining and oil and gas activities. But it's also fair to point out that even though these types of activities have previously been excluded from consideration, they are all still taken into account by the water controller, and future water planning is something that oil and gas activities and mining activities have been still included in those considerations since we came to government.
But with this change, what does it mean for water allocation plans that are already declared?
Well, look, if there are water allocation plans already declared and mining activity starts within the areas that are affected by those water allocation plans, of course, we'll have to clearly look at how much water can be allocated to those operations. But it'll fall within the ambit of the water controller to consider all of those things into the future. And of course, we want to make sure that we're looking after the environment, Matt, to make sure that we get the water allocation planning process right.
Willem Westra van Holter, the Minister for Land Resource Management, speaking there with Matt Brann. Now, the NT Farmers Association has welcomed the move to bring mining activities under the Water Act. It's important to remember that so far only Katherine, Tea Tree and Alice Springs have declared water allocation plans in place. CEO Chanel Basnakia says it's important to include all users under one plan.
We certainly see the inclusion of those types of activities under the Water Act as a positive move. Northern Territory has a finite water resource. Our water resources, the majority, for example, in the farming sector, derive our water from underground sources, from aquifers, groundwater sources. There's a limited amount of those as well, and we need to make sure that, for example, the recharge, those things are recharged by rains and surface water dripping down through and recharging the aquifers. So we need to make sure that the allocations allowed for these other types of activities also take into consideration what's actually required by the agriculture sector.
One would assume that those allocation plans that are still being drafted, they would now be revised to include mining, oil and gas activities in them. Are you aware of what stage the Howard Springs, Mataranka, Ulu water allocation plans are at this stage? Have you heard anything on that?
No. I personally haven't heard anything directly in relation to that. The president, our current president of NT Farmers, actually does sit on the water advisory body with the government. And the reason being that agriculture is a very important, as I said, farming and agricultural activities require, you know, significant amounts of water, and I'm hoping that through that process that we are able to actually influence these outcomes. On my part and on the part of my staff here, no, we haven't heard anything back in relation to where those current allocation plans are at.
Chanel Bashnyakya, the CEO of the NT Farmers Association. So since the establishment of the NT Catchment Advisory Committee last year, farmers and other water users are telling the Country Hour there's been a little in the way of update on the water allocation process. For Darwin's rural area, Berry Springs plans are still in draft form, and I have just received a statement here from the NT Department of Land Resource Management. It says draft plans have been prepared for Berry Springs, Ulu and Mataranka, and further modelling undertaken for each of these areas will allow us to reopen public consultation on these draft plans as soon as possible in 2016. There is no draft plan for Howard East, but we are finalising the modelling for this area and expect to be in a position to start public consultation towards the middle of 2016. So that's a statement from the NT Department of Land Resource Management. And I have requested further information from the department, and hopefully that will be forthcoming. In terms of, for example, will mining oil and gas activities be withdrawing water from the current consumptive pool in a water allocation plan, or will the pool have to be expanded to include the sector? And does this mean all the current mining operations will now need to apply for a water licence in order to extract water, or just new operations and those operations within those areas, such as Berry Springs, Mataranka, Catherine, Ulu? We have tried to contact the chair of the NT Catchment Advisory Committee, George Roussos, for an interview this morning, but he hasn't responded as yet. When we do have more information, we will bring it to you.